This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, calling for prayer on behalf of Daytona police officer in critical condition and the Surfside condo collapse. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
This Charisma News podcast is a call for prayer. In the aftermath of the Champlain Towers condo building collapsing in Surfside, Miami, Florida, around 150 people are still missing or unaccounted for, and the number of the deceased has risen to 9 after the 12-story building unexpectedly pancaked on June 24th. Firefighters and other first responders have been working continuously to rescue any possible survivors. Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky commented that, "The biggest thing now is hope. That's what's driving us. It's an extremely difficult situation." Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made an emergency declaration regarding the collapse, and it was then authorized by President Biden. A Daytona police officer remains in critical condition after being shot in the head after responding to a suspicious incident Wednesday night. After a 56-hour manhunt, the assailant, 29-year-old Orthol Wallace, was found hiding in a treehouse on the property of a Black nationalist paramilitary encampment outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and has been arrested. Governor DeSantis commented through social media about the arrest of Wallace that the suspect in this vicious shooting of police officer Jason Rayner was apprehended by Georgia police at a Black nationalist paramilitary encampment. "There is no place for hate in Florida. Our law enforcement will be protected. Justice will be swift." Officer Jason Rayner remains in critical condition after the shooting. Please pray for these victims and their families. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.